Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me for, annually, the 14th time, Scott Bird is in. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing great. It's been a long time, buddy.
14th annual Frosty Invitational Golf Hunting. But before we get to that, you just finished up with the Wirtz Warriors. How did that go?
Oh, what an amazing week. Yeah. Amazing week. You know, with all things considered, we still logged 716 miles in the six-day time period.
Now, weather-wise, was it okay for you? Did you get to do a lot of snowmobiling on that 716 miles?
No, that's what we rode.
Did you?
Wow. That was the right riding. We made all of our stops. We mission complete. We were fortunate when we got to West Branch on Wednesday afternoon. There was plenty of snow, so we got to spend some real quality time with the athletes, and we gave them rides on the snowmobiles. And again, like I've said before, that is the highlight of the whole trip, that Wednesday afternoon and the opening ceremonies.
Right.
And it's an amazing week. It flies by. And I know I can speak for myself and every other warrior. We had a great time, and the snow conditions were actually quite well.
Now, did you present a big check over there?
Oh boy. Yeah. Again, we did. Yeah, buddy. We presented a check for $285,000 again this year. Yeah.
Well, congratulations. Over $250,000. You guys work hard to put that money together.
I believe they said that since the Wirtz Warriors have been founded, they raised over $9 million to support Michigan Special Olympics.
Kudos to you, buddy.
That's kind of cool.
All the
Warriors. That's kind of cool. And I'll tell you what, we're quite proud of what we do, too, out at the Sand Lake Sports Bar.
Yeah.
This year, we raised and donated $29,300.
That's an incredible number there, too, from just from this local economy here to get that much. That's showing something about what this community does.
It is, exactly. Yeah. And again, like I've said before, you couldn't do it without the community,
right.
The support of all the people that come out and play and take part in all of our events out there. And the businesses that donate, and it's a community thing, and you can't say enough about the community that we grow up in here and work
Indeed.
In, and yeah, it's awesome.
Indeed. Well, let's talk about it. 14th annual Frosty Invitational Golf Outing already coming up this Saturday.
It's coming up fast.
Wow. All right. You ready for it?
I'm working on that. Yeah,
well, the good
much.
Thing is I'm looking at the extended forecast, and it looks like it's going to be in the 20s. So it's not going to be those that minus 15. So it looks like some nice weather for getting out and playing some golf.
Well, I certainly hope so. We definitely don't need the frigid temperatures we've been dealing with. I'll tell you what, the ice conditions are good.
It's going to be great out there. Yeah, normally we're talking about iffy, but not this year. That's
There's
for sure.
been a few years we've wondered. Yeah buddy. Yeah.
So how does this work? For anybody who is not initiated into the Frosty Invitational, tell us what's going to be happening Saturday.
Well, again, this year we've got it's a $20 entry fee per person with two-man teams of scramble start. And for your entry fee, get a T-shirt, Frosty Invitational T-shirt, numbered tennis ball, and whatever other little goodies I can find to put in the goodie bags
right.
for you.
Now, you do have some clubs, but if you got some clubs, it's irons only, is that right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Irons only, and I do have a few irons. They might be a little bent and customized around the corners, but if you don't want to get in the closet and bring out your good clubs, then absolutely, come on out. I've got some extra irons. Be happy to hook you up with that. I have no secrets. You know, I've had people run the course with a putter and seven iron, whatever they bring out. But because it's fun, you know, when you get a hold of that tennis ball with an iron, it just depends on the weather.
Right.
Sometimes it'll fly and go like crazy. Other times it just kind of stops
right there. Exactly. But it's all for fun. And, there are some, some contests that go along with this. I think your cart that you carry your clubs in, that kind of thing.
Yep. This year, again, we're going to give away a prize for the best non-motorized sled.
Yeah.
And that's always been a lot of fun, too. The people get pretty creative sometimes with the sleds they build to bring out. And you pull your golf clubs and beverages around the course. And it's a lot of fun. That one definitely brings out some interesting sleds. And again, we're going to give away a prize for the best non-motorized sled, lowest score, hole in one, chip challenge. We got some prizes.
Chip challenge. Yeah. Now that's the newest thing that's a part of the Frosty.
We introduced that a couple years ago and we've had a lot of people try it. And I witnessed one successful shot through the tennis ball through the toilet seat.
Yeah.
But like I said before, unfortunately, the individual didn't buy his tennis ball,
man.
So he was just kind of goofing around, which is fine. But there was no prize given away for that. So we have yet to give away a prize for the chip challenge.
There you go. So there's the challenge in itself. And then, of course, turkey bowling, which is another big part of the event.
That's another one that's a lot of fun, too.
Yeah.
Again, Neiman's donated the turkeys this year. And we set that up on the course. So if people don't have the full couple hours, it takes about 2 hours to do 9 holes. And if you don't have the time or just not the ability to get around on the golf course, then come on out, throw a turkey.
Yeah, there you go. Why not? Everybody come on out. Tee time's one, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Teeing off at 1 o'clock. We're going to register the day of the event from 10 until 12:45, and then we'll shut the registration down, send everybody down to the ice, and we're teeing off at 1 o'clock sharp.
Should be a fun afternoon. Come on out. The 14th Annual Frosty Invitational Golf Outing for Special Olympics Michigan. Yeah, and if they want more information, how do they get more info, Scott?
You can call the Sand Lake Sports Bar at 469-9962 or give me a call at 450-3270. And, yeah, we're looking for another good year. I got no reason to believe. Like you say, the extended forecast looks pretty good, so I'm hoping it works out well again.
Very good. 14th Annual Frosty Invitational Golf Outing, the man putting it all together. Well, at least the guy who talks about I know you got a full staff of volunteers who help make everything great.
We got an unbelievable crew out there. Very dedicated, very committed. And, yeah, that's right. It is more than just me. There's a lot of people involved, and we have a good time doing it.
Scott Bird, always a pleasure to have you in the studios, my friend, and we'll look forward to seeing you out on the ice on Saturday.
I appreciate it, buddy. Have a nice day.